This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
So right now we have literally a man with no defense at this moment sitting in a federal prison in solitary confinement and has not been found guilty of any crimes. It's still shocking to me when she remanded him back to exactly where he was, and they haven't taken a look at that being a bit inappropriate to have someone like that in that sort of treatment.
Exactly. This is maximum security. This is where the worst of the worst convicted offenders go, Tony. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, it's bad. And then on top of that, to be put in solitary confinement is really the worst possible punishment any human that's convicted in our court system can be put into, other than death. Mm-hmm. And some would argue this is way worse than death. Some would argue that. But Tony, I wanted to touch really quick on the other points that were made by the defense.
Yeah.
And that is, to me, extremely important. And what this hearing was supposed to be about, the Franks motion.
Yes.
The motion concerning the, you know, corruption, if you will, mm-hmm. by the authorities and the covering up of possibly just poor police work, but possible alleged lies or falsehoods that were put in documents. That is what's so critical too. You know, will another defense team take on that, you know, dragon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a big question. Will they? I mean, it certainly appears that he should have that hearing. It should be entertained. I think it does raise even more questions and kind of pushes even more into the conspiracy angle on this case, with the fact that all of this happened right before we were supposed to be going into that Franks hearing and talking about all of those inconsistencies and the possible corruption with some of the police work. It kind of looks a little bad. Like, is this all still tied together and we're still trying to scuffle some of the truth here that went on with the law enforcement in this, or things that weren't done quite properly?
Well, I guarantee the only people that came out of this probably holding a small party is the prosecution and Tony Liggett and his crew.
Yeah.
And they couldn't be more happy with this development, not facing these very, you know, these attorneys that are extremely competent and go-getters, and, you know, they were going to hold them to the fire, and they don't have to worry about them anymore.
What was your take? And I don't know a lot of depths on this. I'm thinking you might. There was an individual who committed suicide that was connected with the defense attorneys that where the documents were leaked from and the pictures were leaked from. What do you know about that?
Another extremely concerning situation, right? He was former military. He was the kind of the middleman, if you will. Apparently we'll just say friend of the defense, then leaks to this individual. And I believe this individual leaked to the murder sheets. And supposedly the leak was to occur so that the murder sheets could give the documents to law enforcement, which begs the question, well, why couldn't the middleman just give the photos back to law enforcement? In other words, point out the issue. It's all very shady. And just the timing is very coincidental if his reason for suicide was something else.
Yeah, 100%. There's just so many layers to this thing now. I mean, ultimately, it's where does the truth lie? And if there is cover-up going on here, what exactly are we covering up? Are we covering up somebody who knows somebody who actually committed these crimes? Are we just covering up poor police work and they don't want to be held accountable for, you know, or having a finger pointed at them for their job not being done correctly? And then has this all just, you know, spiraled out of control and one lie has to go on top of another lie? And ultimately, this is where we're left with a defense a team that says we're out or being forced to be out. And it's almost start over from day one, really.
Yeah, there's so much unknown because everything in this case is sealed. As an example, we know that the victims, Abby and Libby, were initially found by citizenry that were, you know, looking for them, that they went missing the day before, and law enforcement searches and so on stopped, and that, you know, they resumed late in the next day, and that those individuals that found them, we don't know what exactly happened.
Yeah.
Did they see them remove all those sticks, go to them and try to save them? I would think they would have, not knowing exactly, you know, if they were alive. Then typically speaking, I can just say on my experience, both as a EMT and as my experience in law enforcement, the EMTs and EMS personnel arrive on scene before law enforcement typically. Were they performing any duties?
Mm-hmm. What would the motive be for these pictures to be leaked is another question. Obviously, the defense did, I don't think they wanted that to happen, but it did come out of their camp. When you look at that, why? Why did they come out? Did somebody make some money on leaking these, or is it just somebody think that by doing this, it will benefit Richard or hurt Richard? I'm confused on that too.
Well, Tony, the one thing that the defense, I believe, will do in this case, and that they do in every case, they do not want jurors to see these photos. They do not, because they will argue they're too prejudicial when you see what happened to these little girls. So from a defense standpoint, it doesn't make any sense that they would want these leaked to the public for the, you know, social media and Twitter court of opinion, or X, whatever we're calling it these days, to look at this and see this, because it incites people. It makes them want somebody to pay even more. And it makes, you know, the witches come out even stronger for Richard Allen, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense at all. So then it begs the question, you know, is it deeper than that? You know, why did this all happen? You know, and you know who could answer that question?
Who?
The person who unfortunately is not with us.
Yeah. It's a case that I think if you tried to write it for a movie script, it would be turned back and said, this is too extreme. This is no way reality. Unfortunately, sometimes reality is stranger than fiction. We'll have to keep watching and see where this twists and turns, as hopefully justice is served for those two little girls and whoever is truly guilty.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.